right, we're now into the final hour. This is a quick 5-minute segment, but a long segment coming up with both of our guests joining us. My website's Infowars.com, of course, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, their site's HealthFreedomUSA.org. We're going to put that up on the screen. Again, we're now live at PrisonPlanet.tv, been live for the last 55 minutes. And we are talking to Major General Albert Burt N. Stubblebine, the 3rd U.S. Army retired. You can read his bio at HealthFreedomUSA.org. And his wife, Rima E. LeBeau, M.D., graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine. There's so much to get into. I mean, perhaps we should get a report from you guys about going to Codex Alimentarius UN meeting and what it is and how they're trying to block our access. I mean, here's an example. Toronto bans bottled water sales, but junk sodas remain legal. That's Natural News, Mike Adams, that you guys work some with, another great guy. Again, if they can ban bottled water, they can start banning other foods. Other things. This is setting precedence. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, what's going on with that is that Codex Alimentarius is designed to make it impossible to get healthy food anywhere. And the reason that we came to Panama is directly related to that. And indeed, General Stubblebine and I have been met at gunpoint in a public meeting, a Codex Alimentarius commission meeting, which is their annual big meeting where they ratify the harm that each of the committees is doing and move it forward and make it global policy. We have been met at gunpoint.
Can I correct one thing? The gun wasn't pointing at us. The guns were actually in their holsters, but they did have guns. That's what she's talking about when they came to get us.
And this is not something that other observers were treated to.
None.
We were sequestered. There was a the main meeting room had about 180 empty seats, and we were in the fourth floor gallery way up above with a guard at the door, and any time either one of us tried to go to the bathroom or to get lunch or whatever, we were followed by the guards and kept away from the delegates. Well, how stupid, because we visit the delegates and the heads of state and the members of parliaments in the developing world in their own countries, and there are no guards there yet, anyway, keeping us away. Why did they need to keep us to ordinary unarmed citizens?
Because there were only 100 extra seats, and we were told that there were no extra seats, so we had to go to the, into the upper balcony.
But why did they choose to do that, to perpetrate that lie? Well, obviously, because we're being very, very effective. Now, at the last Codex meeting that we attended, we were able to galvanize the African nations in their opposition to having GM food and seeds thrust down their throats to kill them, to sterilize them, and so on, because they know the score. Tragically, the last Codex meeting that we wanted to attend, which was in South Africa at the beginning of November, dealt very much with the issue of genetically modified food and toxins for babies and for sick people. And when we have attended these meetings, we've been able to achieve striking positive forward movement, like banning fluoride from formula for normal infants through our efforts at a this same committee meeting in Thailand 2 years ago. That was an incredible victory that was brought about by presenting science and by using the coalition of the unwilling that we have spent years creating. At this last meeting of the same committee, the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, that was meeting in November in South Africa that I mentioned, we weren't there. Why weren't we there? Because the economic crisis had hit and our donations had plummeted to the point where we literally could not afford the airfare, we could not afford the hotel, we could not afford to go to this meeting. Now, that's not okay, because we are totally donor-supported. We have no support other
than... Stay there. We're
going
to try to fix that. Stay there, Doctor. We got a break. Come back. We'll try to fix that right now, because I've been tracking this, and you guys are doing so much of the work. There's literally nobody going to these meetings and resisting and educating.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dr. Rima Lebo is our guest MD, and of course, Major General Albert Trebelbein, former head of Army Special Forces and the head of Army Intelligence. We're honored to have them both with us today. You were continuing, Dr. Lebo, to walk through the fact that, yeah, I have books, videos, products, advertising that funds my operation, and I have to spend most of my time, and I'm not whining about it, trying to raise money just to then have the money, you know, to do the broadcast, do the websites, make the films. And I understand this capitalization issue, and you guys have dropped everything the last many years just to fight this, and you're now in Panama. We'll get into that operation you're doing. To try to get a truly sustainable community outside of this this corrupt vortex. But yeah, tell folks about your free mailing list. Tell folks if they want to donate, what that money will go to.
Absolutely. Bert and I closed our medical practice, which did supply us with an income and allowed us to have a lovely home and do the things that we enjoyed doing, skiing and dancing and so on. Because this is a war, and there is great evil afoot, and those who stand by while evil is being perpetrated become perpetrators themselves. That motivates you, Alex. It motivates us. So we closed our practice in late 2004, and we created the Natural Solutions Foundation. We created a website, healthfreedomusa.org, and then we applied the strategic and analytical skills that we used so successfully in our prior careers, Bert as a general, involved in strategic intelligence, and I as a physician treating cases where nothing else had worked. And by the way, the official medical phrase when something hasn't worked is that, and you'll love this, the patient has failed therapy. Not that therapy has failed the patient, but that the patient has failed therapy. We closed that in order to take on this global health freedom problem. And one of the things that I do very well as a diagnostician in medicine is look at the whole picture and find the basic underlying error, either an error of metabolism or a toxification or a genetic problem or whatever, and use that as my fulcrum, the point at which by applying the lever of intervention, I can get the greatest result. So when we looked at this Codex Alimentarius genocide, weaponization of food, tyrannical despoilment of the environment, and so on, and the murder of the constitutional body politic in the United States and elsewhere, I said, okay, what is the single central item here which has to be reclaimed, redefined, and put back into the hands of people in order to fix the whole damn system? And the answer is food. He who controls the world, food controls the world. That is the system that is being used at the center of world domination. I don't know whether other people have identified this crucial issue or not, but the fact is that's our analysis. And so we created the International Decade of Nutrition, the IDN, as part of the work of the Natural Solutions Foundation. And we said we need to return the production of food to the people, to the farmers, so they can feed their community themselves and their social system can remain intact. They're not driven off their land by the multinational corporations where they go, so that they go to the cities, become the abjectly poor, starve and die, but instead become what they have always been, the people who essentially hold up society with food.
And that's what globalization, by the way, by design, as you know, Dr. Labo, in general, some of the audience may not, Agenda 21, all of the states force the people, take Mexico as a microcosm. Over the last 30 years, they forced the indigenous people off their cornfields where they've been for thousands of years. They force them into Mexico City. Now 35 million people, around a third of the children born with a syndrome where they have the tiny brain, zombies basically. You know, they never even develop. They die. That's then a staging ground to move them to the United States to then drive down wages and break down the system here. Globalization is a war against the middle class and against the poor by the elite. And people need to go to your website, donate, support it. I think it's very worthwhile. But also spread the word about what you're doing and take the materials you've developed and deploy that with these natural systems of growing. I mean, you've developed some wonderful systems. So let's talk about some of those as well and then get General Stubblebine to chime in. But please continue.
Let me suggest, thank you, Alex, let me suggest that people go to our website and view a video there called Nutricide, N-U-T-R-I-C-I-D-E. This is of extreme importance. And by the way, Alex, we have to work out a way that you can carry this as part of the wonderful information that you disseminate. This Nutricide talks about the fact that this food genocide came out of World War II when the Nazi genocide failed, and it's tied intimately to the pharmaceutical industry. To go on, we decided that we had to demonstrate that it was possible to end world hunger and therefore eliminate 90% of world disease. And let me very quickly deal with the overpopulation issue. People say, yeah, but there really are too many people. The surest, quickest, and most efficient way to bring down the birth rate on a voluntary basis and enhance the lives, the quality of life in the community is to educate women, not to sterilize men and women. So we're talking about an alternative there. Men and women need to be educated, and that works in every culture, whether it's Muslim or Christian or atheist or whatever. So we decided that we needed to reclaim the production of food and demonstrate that it was possible to eliminate world hunger. We have some astounding technologies which have absolutely no environmental downside, but can increase food production by up to 600%, can increase nutrient density in food by up to 600%. That is simple to use. You don't have to put in electricity. You don't have to be able to read and write. We're teaching farmers, or we intend to teach farmers, exactly how to do that. At the same time, we intend to, by working with Father Godfrey and Zamaju from Benin, Africa, create an educational system here in Panama where we can teach farmers how to farm without pollution and how to create their own energy supply through methane digestion using the waste of the farm, human waste, animal waste,
yes,
and agricultural waste. We don't need petroleum to have light, to have energy, to run our cars. Absolutely irrelevant. We, besides the fact that it's so damaging economically and environmentally, we can teach farmers how to bring that to their communities. So we came to Panama, and we selected Panama for many, many reasons. And by the way, the place on the planet most likely to weather this economic cataclysm that's been delivered to us and will get worse and worse, we believe, the place best suited for stability economically is Panama. Very interesting. At the same time, we did not choose the hot, sticky areas of Panama. We chose the highlands of Panama, temperate, beautiful, bountiful, year-long, spring-like weather, which means we have a 365-day growing season. And the foundation, Natural Solutions Foundation, has been able to purchase a piece of land that currently has two houses and will house a natural medical center and a series of teaching facilities, and a farm with five commercial greenhouses on it, which will allow us to protect against genetically modified genetic drift.
And by the way, as you know, I mean, a lot of other people are getting concerned and trying to do similar things. People, not just from the alternative media, but instinctively are moving out to farms, moving out to homesteads, are getting heirloom seeds, are getting ready. So I commend the research you're doing, because that's going to help so many people. So folks that want to find out more,
they better be thinking about it and better be taking action, not just thinking about it. They need to take action, Alex, because if they don't, they're going to be missing the food that they need to sustain themselves.
Well,
just
General,
what
now, not everybody can move to a farm, Alex. So
Victory Gardens.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of your listeners remember the Victory Gardens or have read about the Victory Gardens of World War II, but in order to save petroleum, in order to save labor, in order to allow people to continue to work in the industries that were producing the war machine, people were told that they needed to grow their own food, and that would help speed the victory against the enemy, the Germans and the Japanese. And indeed, people did grow their own food. They created what were called victory gardens, and they remembered again, even urbanized people remembered again, how to grow their own food. Well, we need victory gardens on steroids.
And it's also fun. Well, I'll tell you what's happening in Austin. A lot of people are going out to pieces of property, 2, 3, 4 acres, and just growing masses of food. I know one fellow from his grandparents gave him, I think it's like 20 acres in the middle of town, and he's got a huge, you know, garden there with two growing seasons a year. And so, absolutely, this is what humans are designed to do. So I hope folks will visit helpfreedomusa.org. They can sign up for your news alerts and information. They can get the videos and materials there on the site, and that will certainly support.
They can come to Panama. We invite people to come visit. We invite people to come learn, because we're going to be teaching urban people how to grow enough food to feed a family of four in 4 feet of square foot space. 4 square feet can feed a family of four fresh vegetables for an entire year with virtually no cost. You can do that in your apartment with a couple of grow lights. This is something that every single person can do. And we'll be launching a new newsletter.
Okay, stay there. We got a break. And in fact, we'll probably just skip this break, but here we go.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, got about 40 minutes left with our guest. There's 36 minutes to be technical. I want to take a few calls for our guest, specifically on Codex Alimentarius, specifically on GMO, the poisons, the toxins in the food. coming up in the next final segments at 1-800-259-9231. Next on my list, I had Iraq forcing them in their constitution to only grow GMO. I mean, that's tyranny right there. Even if GMO was, quote, good, why make them only buy it from Monsanto? Again, they want to set precedents, go in, take over these ancient cultures. This is a weaponized system. General Stubblebine, speak to Iraq, and then Dr. Lebo has been exposing just in Panama how the internationals are coming in at great expense to literally contaminate things with this, even when it's illegal.
Well, in Iraq, they couldn't even save their native seeds. In other words, they had to use the GMO. I mean, it's absolutely crazy when you tell a person that it's illegal to save his seed from his last crop so that he can grow the next one. But that's what they're doing. And that's what they give them nothing but the GMO. So now they're totally dependent upon the GMO. The first year, a lot of times they give it to them free. The next year, of course, they have to pay for it. And of course, they don't have enough money to pay for it. So now they're destitute and off their farm, and the large commercial outfits have taken over all of the little tiny farmers' plots. So if you think that isn't just excruciating to watch, and we have seen it in India over and over and over again, where I'm sure I haven't seen it in Iraq, but I am sure that it's happening in Iraq, and I would not be a bit surprised if we don't see it in other parts of the world. We have literally seen it in India.
Well, sir, if there's any question that they're diabolical, showing up with men and guns and saying, you can't plant your ancient varieties, you must buy GMO from us, and then it has Terminator genes, they can't get seeds, it's patented, they come in. I mean, this is total
crazy
tyranny. Well, it's not crazy
yes.
or evil, though. I mean, out in the open, and then
yes.
here it is, Toronto bans bottled water sales citywide, but junk sodas remain legal. Again, they want you drinking the fluoride water. But again, the precedent of telling Canadians, and now San Francisco is trying it, you can't drink the water you want. I mean, this is an incredible precedent of tyranny.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Unbelievable.
And I find it, again, excruciatingly painful to have people allow that to occur. You know, if the government says that you can't drink the water, then somebody ought to say, oh, no, not on my watch.
Let me jump in here. Not only are we talking about the 128,000 Gujarati farmers who have killed themselves because of GMO cotton, directly because of GMO cotton.
And that's mainstream news.
Pardon me?
I mean, that's admitted, by the way. They're just killing themselves. Explain that. What's happening in India?
What happens is that the GMO seed is given to the farmer. Now, remember, farmers in most of the world are marginal people in terms of the money economy.
They're on
and
the
they
edge.
Hold up, but they have no money. And if their crop fails, they're in very big trouble. So the GMO people come along, Monsanto comes along, and they give farmers GMO cotton.
And the operative word is give.
Give farmers GMO cotton seed for free the first year. And they say, don't worry about it. You'll pay me next year because this crop will resist drought. It will prove to be much more productive. You'll get more crop. You'll be rich. And you can pay me next year for this seed. And the farmer says, oh, wonderful, plants the GMO crop, which requires more pesticide because the GMO crops have in large measure been created in order to consume high levels of pesticide. And the pesticides are like glyphosate, the second most toxic chemical, non-ionizing radiation chemical known to provide to cause cancer.
And I saw mainline news, that these GMO cottons leach poison into you when you wear it.
Exactly. And we've run a whole series on Morgellons, which is a nightmare brought to you from above through the chemtrail spraying and through from your clothing through the GMO modifications. We're talking about an intolerably horrible disease.
You know what? I'm going to skip this break so we have time here. We're going to break about 20 seconds on the Internet. We'll still be live. We're going to come back and take calls. When we get back, I want to ask General Stubblebine about chemtrails, his expert opinion on that, as well as Dr. Lebo. But let's continue talking about how they're forcing the GMO into countries right now with our guest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Back live, got 27 minutes left. I want to go to at least five of your calls. Sean, Toby, Robert, Sherry, and Dan from Washington to Illinois. Maybe get a few foreign callers in there as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try to compartmentalize the info now and get it out as fast as possible. I want to go to calls here in just a few minutes with both of our guests. Finishing up, how they force the GMO into countries, how it devastates the people, even where it's illegal, they run what I would call, what the news call, intelligence operations to go in and secretly plant this stuff in research facilities.
Absolutely. I want to say that there's a famine predicted by very, very intelligent folks looking at what's happening to our food supply. I've posted an article on our Health Freedom blog called The Famine of 2009. If anybody in America thinks that we're not reaping that whirlwind, as you said, wait until their plates are empty and there are food riots, because that's where we're going, unless we start growing our own. And, yes, Panama has been contaminated, Brazil, New Zealand was contaminated, even though it was a GMO-free zone by national decree, or by national law. The U.S. shipped genetically modified corn and wheat to New Zealand for 3 years before they, quote, discovered the mistake, end quote.
And this
today,
is
today, New Zealand is growing pharmaceutical cows whose milk and meat delivers drugs.
And they're now putting cross-species pigs, mixing them. I just saw this in the BBC a few weeks ago, that have had human genetics added to them, so the body parts that can be used, the bowels and things, won't be rejected. They're now saying it's safe for us to eat cloned food, milk from cloned cows, and to eat cows that are part human. Speak to that. I mean, the nightmare just goes on and on. And then General Stubblebine, chemtrails.
Well, the chemtrails are another phenomenon that's being used to, you know, essentially poison all of the folks that are going to be subjected to wherever the chemtrails finally, or the pieces of the chemtrails finally land. These things, you can see them. Normally, if you look up in the sky and you see an airplane and a little a fume or a plum comes out of the rear, that normally is a contrail, and it disappears. So you hold up your fingers about 2 inches, and that should disappear. These are not contrails. They are chemtrails, and they do not disappear. The plane will fly all the way across from horizon to horizon, putting out these chemical toxins. That essentially then fall to the ground, fall to the earth. And what do? You breathe them.
Sir,
you breathe this stuff. Furthermore, what they do is they crisscross. So it looks like a tic-tac-toe up in the sky, or a set of tic-tac-toes up in the sky. And obviously what they're trying to do is to inundate an entire country or inundate an entire area with these toxic materials that you then breathe, you then get the diseases that they want you to get, and you die.
Well,
talking about deformed genetic material, partial red blood cells, virus,
aluminum,
plasma, aluminum,
barium,
beryllium.
Aluminum does not belong in your body.
Well, let me add just something briefly here because it's so important. I'm sure you guys know about this, but in case you don't, I've now learned in the last year, they call it, you know, these aerosol spraying programs in hundreds of universities, Department of Energy and others. They admit, but they don't call it chemtrails, that it is secret programs for testing the weather and doing other things and to test global warming. They admit that they are doing it now. And the reason they had to do it was so many government people who were compartmentalized were asking and confirming and testing that they had to come out and admit. And now it's in high school textbooks. That, oh, yes, they're spraying that as a sunscreen for the earth and claiming it's weather modification. But, I mean, I'm just throwing that out. Your take on that?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what they tell you.
One of the reasons that we're in Panama is that there are no chemtrails. Now, General Stubblebine and I have seen a chemtrail here in the highlands of Panama, but it was over Costa Rica. There are no chemtrails in Panama. And we believe that that's because of a very intentional decision that the elite have decided that there are going to be enclaves where they foolishly think that they can separate the damage they're doing from the earth from where they live.
Yeah, and why has Bush bought all this land in Paraguay? Why is Dick Cheney moving to Dubai?
Is he moving to Dubai? I missed that one.
Yeah, he bought a big house there and dumped his dollars.
Probably because there's no extradition. But in Paraguay, the piece of land that the Bush family bought, Jenna Bush bought for the family, is situated directly over the world's largest freshwater aquifer.
And water is going to be another issue that because there's not going to be enough water to go around.
Good God. I want to go to some phone calls here. General, when did you, again, with all your training, all your study, when did it finally click that it, because you said this last time you were on a year ago, when did it finally click that it's eugenics? And then what was it like when all the intelligence, all the data finally went boom and popped out at you?
Well, I didn't notice it when I was on active duty because I was too busy believing, doing, and working, and I really believed in what I was doing, so I wasn't paying any attention to the picture that I now see. However, about 2 years ago, or suddenly all of the dots, just like you and I were talking earlier about this, suddenly the dots don't just appear to be dots. Suddenly there's a picture that just sort of jumps out of the screen and you hit you in the face. And you say, oh, my God, what the hell is this? And then you say, no, it can't be true. And you try to make it go back into the screen, and it won't. And so it pops out again. You say, all right, it's real. Now, what do I do about it? And so this occurred after I retired. This sudden realization that all of the things that I believed in, all of the things that I fought for in for my country, were a bunch of baloney. I'd been sold a bill of goods and been duped. And incidentally, it's very, very difficult to admit that you did not see it at the time, that you were duped, that you've been taken for a ride. And that all of this was going on even way back when.
It's all compartmentalized, sir, yeah. As you know, so you're
absolutely
certainly not guilty. You would be guilty if you then figured it out and then didn't do something. Let's jam in some final calls here for our amazing guest. Sean in Washington, you're on the air with Major General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo. Go ahead.
Is this General Albert Stubblebine III?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, sir. You got a question or comment?
Yeah, I want to ask him a question. Were you the head of U.S. Army Intelligence in SCOM at Fort Meade in 1981-84 with General Aquino? Were you his CO? Were you also a director or head of psychotechnology?
Well, hold on, sir. Your phone's echoing. Just talk slow so we can understand it.
I can't understand a word he said.
I heard something about were you the director of intelligence. And you have to talk clearly, sir.
Okay, I'll say again. Were you the director of U.S. Army Intelligence in SCOM between 1981 and 1984 at Fort Meade, Maryland?
Yes.
Were you also a director or head of Psychotronics, Inc., which produced non-lethal psychotronic or developed weapons for the Army?
Psychotronics? No.
Did you also run the GOAT Lab at Fort Bragg, North Carolina?
Well, he talked about that earlier. Well, no, he said he passed that information on.
No. The answer to that's no.
I guess I just find I find this gentleman highly incredible, given that you ran an Army intelligence unit in the 80s working with Michael Aquino, who started OTO, the Temple of Set, is runs a satanic cult.
Okay, well, let's talk about Aquino, and then I'm going to let you go. Did you work with that Aquino character?
Aquino? I don't remember. No, that doesn't ring a bell.
General Stubblebine was the commander of Special Forces and the commander of intelligence, and here.
I was the commander of the Army Intelligence and Security Command.
Yes.
I was responsible for all of the Army Intelligence, Strategic Intelligence Forces around the world.
No, I understand. There was a guy.
I had units all over the world.
Absolutely. Well, look, the point is that you already talked about how John Ronson, who did write a book about me that wasn't true as well. I mean, like, now he would twist it. And then you're saying that his
very twisted.
It's ridiculous. He has me in there scared of werewolves, okay? I mean, it's dark satire, and people that don't know that don't understand it. Because I was, like, in Northern California in these big trees going, man, this is like something out of a 1930s werewolf movie. Because, you know, there was fog like 4 feet deep. And it looked like those old movies, and I thought that was always, you know, something that didn't exist. And I was like, wow, you know, the fog's really, really thick here. I've never seen fog this thick, like in a movie. And in the book, he has me scared in my hotel room of vampires and goblins. So it's not true. General Stubblebine told you, without you even calling, that this was passed across his desk and sent to Fort Bragg because I asked him about it. And, yes, they were looking into all that stuff. And so I don't think he was listening earlier. And another issue is the fruits are what are important. They're warning people about GMO crops. They're warning people about real things. It's a red herring, and but we let you ask your questions. Toby in Indiana. Toby, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Just what you kind of touched on, I was going to ask about the chemtrails. I live here in Indiana, Indianapolis, and a day doesn't go by that I don't see dozens and dozens of chemtrails crisscrossing. And do you know if those are military airplanes or commercial airplanes?
Some of all of the above.
All of the above?
Yeah, they add a lot of it to the fuel. Again, it's compartmentalized. You've got three major wholesalers of it, so it's added there. But it's not in all aircraft.
So I was thinking about, you know, trying to grow some of my own food, but with that stuff being sprayed in the skies, it probably makes more sense to try to grow stuff indoors.
Put it in the greenhouse.
A greenhouse.
Do intensive farming indoors to create a community greenhouse for your neighbors if you're not too far out in the country to have neighbors. Do not assume that just because the sun is shining, your food is safe. And if you live in a farming area, your food is contaminated with genetically modified material, whether you know it or not.
Yeah, it blows around.
Let me very briefly
say. I mean, let's explain. Okay. Even the organic crops are having, you know, the same species but a different variety blow in, and then plants aren't like a person where you've got one dad, one mom. Doctor, you want to explain that briefly, that plants take on the genetics of even other species?
I was about to talk about this when we got to the calls. Even organic food is allowed in the United States to have 10% genetically modified contamination. In the rest of the world, it's either 0.9% or 1%, depending on the country. So we're talking about one-tenth of the material that you eat when you're eating organic food being contaminated, and it's still called organic. It is absolutely essential that you start growing your own food. Plants get contaminated not only by the same species as we used to think, but also by other species.
Yeah.
The genetic material mixes. The results are absolutely not in your favor.
All right, Toby, got to jump. Robert in Canada, go ahead. I'm trying to go quick with these calls here. Robert, go ahead. You're on the air with our guest.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto. This is a comment. It's an orthomolecular comment. Back in the 80s, and the doctor will understand this, I had an immune system collapse, and I was going to die, according to my doctor of internal medicine, of some sort of lymphoma. The Epstein-Barr and other viruses had activated, and it was going chronic. I contacted the Palo Alto Institute in California and talked with Pauling's people, Linus Pauling, who, by the way, had 480 honorary PhDs and two Nobel Prizes. Correspondingly, they put me on to Cathcart, Dr. Cathcart in Philadelphia, and they said, if you take vitamin C at the appropriate doses three times a day, what will happen is you'll kill the virus. Their claim was any virus, any acute virus, will be killed by vitamin C if it's used properly. Now, that's what happened. And this is the issue now with the Codex. I've been taking 25 grams of C for 20, 22, 23 years, and if they cut off the supply of C, I've been told by physicians I'm in deep trouble. I contacted
I have questions for you. I've practiced orthomolecular medicine for many, many years, and what you say is right, although most people can't handle, their GI tract can't handle that dose of vitamin C. So there's another...
Mine won't handle it.
No, Bert can only take 1 gram. I can take 20 or more. There's another product which we recommend. It's NanoSilver. And the Natural Solutions Foundation, recommends a particular source, which you can find if you go to our website, healthfreedomusa.org. NanoSilver will kill all pathogens against which it's been tested, currently 635 of them, including the H5N1 virus, which we believe to have been weaponized.
Modified, yeah.
And the HIV supposed causal virus We're talking about an immensely important, completely safe, and totally universally applicable.
And that's why they're trying to restrict that right here in Texas.
You see, essentially, my comment. Hello?
Yeah, they're trying to kill you, sir.
Yes.
Essentially, my comment is about the suppression of orthomolecular solutions. In my case, it worked. The doctor who, in fact, supported me in this particular endeavor was quite severely chastised. And there was some quite interesting political things that were happening 20-odd years ago. So I wanted just to put that in. I wanted to sort of show that, because there's so much talk about, you know, the suppression of medical solutions, orthomolecular and alternative medical solutions. This is just one case. And I thought I'd tell you about it. But thanks for the information.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
There is a war against natural medicine, but there's also war against the people who are bringing you natural medicine, against physicians and non-physicians who are sharing this information and using these techniques, an absolute war against them.
And the reason is because they work. They work just like they work for you. They work for me. They work for Rima, Dr. Rima. They work for people who use them. And they, the people who are in this genocidal approach, do not want something that like that that works. They would much rather give you GMO. They'd much rather give you drugs.
Stay there. Got a break. Here we go. Final segment.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Real fast, I'm going to let my guests go, and I appreciate them joining us today. Have them back very soon. Dan in Illinois, Final caller for General Stubblebine, Major General Stubblebine, and Dr. Labo. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I respect your show. Thanks for taking my call. Really quickly, I want to say my stepfather, I live here in Illinois, and he works in the agriculture business, and he does a lot of work with chemicals and fields. That's how he's supported my mother and all of us when I was a kid. And recently I talked to him. We don't have much of a relationship. And we were in the bar the other night, and he mentioned to me that he works under Monsanto. Now, I know a little bit about Monsanto and part of its agenda. And the thing is I want to bring it up to him, and I want to talk to him about it, but I don't want to hurt his pride because, you know, that's the job in the industry that he's in. And maybe what's the best way that I could go about...
I would give him studies about how it's sterilizing rats and say that, you know, that studies show that'll do the same thing to humans. I mean, do you want to be involved in something that's hurting people? Because he's compartmentalized, and I would send him to Infowars.com. I would send him to the website of our guest today. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do like that.
Can I add something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would suggest you tell him that you were listening to the show and you heard General Stubblebine, a man with a career of great luster, who realized that the forces that he was serving throughout his career were not what he understood them to be, and he had the courage to say, I did what I did with a heart of purity, but the people I was working for lied to me, and now I need to spread the information about what's real. Your dad can do the same.
Absolutely, and I'm sorry to say to Dan and Dr. Labo and General Stubblebine that we are just flat out of time, but I want to thank you both for spending time with us today, and I want everybody to visit the website healthfreedomusa.org, and we'll also put it up on the screen. And absolutely, like General Stubblebine was compartmentalized, I was compartmentalized, we all are in life, and the claims we're making are very serious. You better check them out, folks. General Stubblebine, Dr. Labo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank
Keep
you.
Keep up the good work.
I'll try, sir. God bless you, and God bless you too, Dr. Labo. You guys take care.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. The last few minutes of the show here, we also need support at Infowars.com, and I hope you give the gift of information this holiday season, so check out the video and bookstore there at Infowars.com or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Some of the sponsors that tie into all of this are eFoods Direct, eFoodsDirect.com, the best horrible foods company out there at the best price that I have personally found. High-quality, non-GMO, 800-409-5633, the most inexpensive, the highest quality, 800-409-5633. You can see them up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv, their website. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. Don't wait. Calling is horrible food today. You know, maybe everything's going to be fine. We always have hope, but it doesn't look like it. You need to have horrible food. You need to set yourself straight on the path of getting ready. eFoodsDirect.com. And then I can't say enough about Acola Blue. And this company's really amazed at the listeners, but it's a great product. I mean, why wouldn't they be amazed that, you know, masses of people are calling and getting it? It's a atmospheric water generator for the home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. Then goes through five filters inside. 866-585-4044. 866-585-4044. Call and get a brochure. Go to the website, check out all their products. They got a bunch of other stuff. Acolablue.com grabs the water out of the air, puts it through five filters, and it is just awesome, ladies and gentlemen. These things are awesome. 866-585-4044 or callablue.com. All right, we are out of time. Rebroadcast with all the important guests we had on today starts right now at Infowars.com with Bob Chapman and others. So be sure and stay with us. And I had a JAG officer on right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.